Hi, I'm Milton Heiberg, and we're back again with another episode of Photoshop Tutorials. This one will be on sharpening. Now, sharpening should be the very last thing you do to an image. After you've done your curves or levels and all of your hue, saturation, toning, and everything else, including the sizing, you size it to its end product, and then sharpen. And if you recall, we saved this cat image last time in both PSD with all its layers and features to be called upon if we ever had to change anything in it, any color cast or anything else. And if we had to resize it, we could do so in that mode. And then we saved it, and then we saved it again in TIFF after we had merged all of the layers. And there are many ways to sharpen, and there are 5 ways to sharpen right within Photoshop alone. That's not to speak of the several or many third-party programs available. And every photographer has his favorite, and I have mine. I used to use Unsharp mask until CS2 came along, and they came out with a much better one called Smart Sharpen, and it has some nice little features in it. So that has become my new standard. So let's go up here to filter, down to sharpen and Smart Sharpen. And if I'm using Smart Sharpen by itself for a single image, then I generally use it in the advanced mode because I have a little bit of flexibility within the shadow areas and highlights. If I don't want to sharpen every last little piece of fur in this cat's image, I can reduce the percentage of the shadow area sharpness and actually go over here to the highlight and bring that up a little bit, up to a higher percentage, so that the white whiskers might stand out a little bit more, and so forth. But for this experiment, we're not going to be using Smart Sharpen this way. So we'll, for the most of our images, 50% of each would be just fine. So let's go over to the sharpen mode. Or actually, what we have here in the basic is looking at a more simplified panel. Now, I always use lens blur. The only time I wouldn't is if I had something with a little bit of a jitter in it, and let's say the cat or I moved. Let's say the cat. I never move. Okay. I would go down here to the motion blur, and then I could change the angle that I jittered in. Let's say I jittered in a 45 degree angle or whatever the product demands, and then I would bring it in. I could bring it in a little bit with that, and you would swing this around until you saw them load the lines come together. It works fairly well. Okay, so let's put this back in lens blur. Now, my favorite way to sharpen is to use this Smart Sharpen tool within the lab color mode. Now, what is lab color? Well, let's go up here to image mode, and we're going to leave the RGB mode for a little while and go into lab color. Now, to see what we did by going to lab color, let's go to window, channels, and the channel menu will come up, or panel will come up, and we have 3 channels that make up the lab color, and that is the B for blue to yellow. Let's take a look at that, and you see it just a gray mudge, but there is a little bit of an outline of yellow and blue in there. And if we click the A, we see the magenta to green tints. And if we go to lightness, we see just the black and white qualities, the tone qualities of the image, and it's with the color stripped away. And this looks like a pretty good way to make a black and white conversion. Only there are better ways, so don't get too involved with it. But there they are. These, and this is the channel that we'll be sharpening. And we won't be sharpening any of the color qualities, therefore we won't get any color noise. And therefore we can sharpen to a much higher percentage than we normally would in the normal sharpening modes within RGB. So for the time being, let's go back to the RGB mode. Okay. Now, this lab color method of sharpening uses several steps, and it's kind of time-consuming, so you wouldn't want to go through each and every step for every image that you ever process. So, let's just do it once, and we'll do that by making an action. Now, if you're not familiar with what an action is, an action is Photoshop's term for a macro or an algorithm. That is a series of steps combined into one step. So let's begin.